Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
May be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the beginning, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God, through the Word, spoke creation into being. When Jesus had been baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. When you and I are baptized, the triune God speaks through the pastor's voice, and through him, as it were, God washes us into heaven. In my preparing to preach on the gospel reading for today, the baptism of our Lord, I was especially struck by the similarities between these three events and by the words in the antiphon for today's psalm. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. And so this morning, we reflect on the gospel reading under the theme, The Voice Over the Waters. Today's gospel reading reports the baptism of our Lord, what one commentator considers to be the third most important event in Jesus' ministry after his crucifixion and resurrection. And yet the divinely inspired St. Luke, who in his account of our Lord's baptism uniquely mentions Jesus' praying, the Spirit as the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit's bodily form, like St. Matthew, relegates the fact of the baptism itself to an adverbial clause, focusing instead on what happened after the baptism. That focus is not to say that the fact of the baptism is not important, for the gospel writers essentially treat Jesus' birth and death the same way. But that focus is to say that what happened after the baptism is to some extent more important, if nothing else, interpreting the baptism and explaining the baptism's significance, giving the Holy Spirit's and God the Father's testimony that Jesus is the anointed Messiah, for whom the preceding infancy narratives and John's preaching prepared. As we go this morning, we'll sort of take what the Spirit does and what the Father says in reverse order. Echoing a number of Old Testament passages, God the Father's voice over the waters said to Jesus, "With you I am well pleased." God's pleasure, his delight, is not in evil or faithless people. The gospel reading certainly tells how John the Baptizer expressed God's displeasure with Herod the Tetrarch, whom John reproved for both divorce and an adulterous remarriage to his brother's wife. Yet apart from faith in God, we are no better than Herod the Tetrarch. By nature, we are evil and faithless. We sin against our sexual purity. We sin against our parents and other authorities. And we sin in all other kinds of ways. Our sins deserve death now and torment for eternity. More than we are not pleased with ourselves, and more than others are not pleased with us, most of all, God is not pleased with us. And yet on those that he speaks against, God desires to have mercy. Then John the Baptizer called to repentance Herod the Tetrarch and all the people. And so us, he also calls to repentance and to faith now. John warns us of God's separating the wheat from the chaff, his gathering the repentant and believing wheat into his barn, but burning the unrepentant and unbelieving chaff with unquenchable fire. When we turn in sorrow from our sin, trust God to forgive our sin, and want to do better than to keep on sinning, then God forgives our sin. God forgives our sins against our sexual purity, our sin against our parents and other authorities, and all the other kinds of sin, whatever they may be. God forgives all our sin because of Jesus. Somewhat echoing the Old Testament's account of Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac, God the Father's voice over the waters said to Jesus, "You yourself are my beloved Son." God the Father's special love for his Son, Jesus the Christ, separates and calls him to be a sacrifice like Isaac, only for all people. God the Father elected his Son, his beloved Son, for that purpose of saving us, and he appointed him to the kingly office of Savior. God loved you and me while we were still sinners by giving that especially loved and pleasing Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but be pardoned and have eternal life. Sinless Jesus was not baptized to take away his own sin, but he was baptized to put on our sin. For that purpose, as prophesied, God the Father in a special way put his Holy Spirit on Jesus, who had been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit remained on Jesus, participating in Jesus' offering of himself so that his blood could purify us from our dead works in order to serve the living God. Jesus was the one coming mightier than John the Baptizer. As we believe in Jesus, we do not fear, as we heard in the Old Testament reading. We are precious in his eyes, honored and loved. As the angels sang the night of Jesus' birth, on earth there is peace between God and those with whom he is pleased, those of his gracious favor on account of Jesus' sacrifice. Although in a different way than the way that God loves and is pleased with Jesus, God is nevertheless pleased with and loves us who believe insofar as we are in Christ. Some think that in the beginning, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water in bodily form, like a dove. We know that a dove was involved with Noah and the receding of the floodwaters. And the olive branch that the dove then carried has been connected to Christ. Other Old Testament references to doves came to be interpreted as references to the Holy Spirit. And in the New Testament, the flood in which Noah was saved was connected to baptism. The baptism of our Lord, heaven opened, and the triune God revealed himself. The Father's voice, the Son in the water, and the Holy Spirit in bodily form like a dove. At our baptisms, the pastor's voice over the water names the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are forgiven our sins, rescued from death and the devil, and given eternal salvation. The Son who received John's baptism transformed it. The Son who from the Father received the Holy Spirit in a special way at his own baptism now gives the same Spirit in our baptisms. Jesus' baptism is not for us a mere pattern or a law or an ordinance, but it is a gracious gift. At the baptismal font, we are recreated or reformed, and we are made God's children. As we heard in the Old Testament reading, we do not need to fear, for God has redeemed us, and he called us by name, and is with us when we pass through the waters. As we heard in the epistle reading, as we are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are buried with him and baptized into his death. And as St. Paul writes elsewhere, in baptism, we are also raised with him through faith. Lutheran theologians also point out something else about the Holy Spirit's descent in bodily form on Jesus at his baptism. They say that as the Holy Spirit could be completely present in the form of a dove, so Jesus can be completely present with his body and his blood in the forms of bread and wine in the sacrament of the altar. More than Jesus' blood is present in baptism, as our hymn of the day described, Jesus' blood is present in the sacrament of the altar. Jesus is really physically present here with his body and his blood in order for all who are baptized to receive the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, to be strengthened and nourished in body and soul to life everlasting. Until that final deliverance from this valley of sorrow, we heard St. Paul in the epistle reading say that we do not go on sinning. Our old self, our sinful nature, was crucified with Christ, and we are no longer enslaved to sin. We are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. And so with daily repentance and faith, we walk in that newness of life. As we will sing in the first distribution hymn, that we are baptized allows us to boldly rebuke sin, Satan, and death, saying, I am baptized into Christ. As at creation and the baptism of our Lord, so also at our baptisms, the voice over the waters has spoken. As we prayed in the collect, our triune God will make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their callings as his children and inheritors with Christ of everlasting life. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.